right, so Adam Schiff over the weekend. I want to show you the depth and width and volume of the swamp today. On this Monday, good to have you here. By the way, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for stopping in. But Adam Schiff made it perfectly clear over the weekend he doesn't care at all about a nonpartisan investigation of Donald Trump. He's made it clear that he is part of the resistance. He wants to bring down this president at any cost. That's why Adam Schiff lied to everybody all those years when he said he had absolute irrefutable proof that Trump had colluded with Russians and had done all these terrible things, which turned out to be big lies. Adam Schiff had no proof of anything, still doesn't. It's a fishing expedition, and Nancy ought to be ashamed of herself, but she has to back it. And you have to ask yourself, is Jerry Nadler in the witness protection program? Where is he? I mean, it's the House Judiciary Committee that would normally take care of impeachment if there was an impeachment to be taken care of. And yet somehow Adam Schiff got himself in the driver's seat here. Because Adam Schiff wants to be the guy who says, I took down Donald Trump. I'm the guy. So I can be a senator from California so I can run for president. That's what Adam Schiff wants. Make no mistake. Because they all sit there and they say, why not me? Why not me? Why couldn't I be president? And Adam Schiff, with his beady little eyes, looks in the mirror and says, why not me? Lizard face. Anyhow, whatever he says. Makes it perfectly clear, though, that he has no interest in being unbiased or balanced or sober or calm in his investigation of the president, or frankly, honest for that matter. Speaking to a bunch of Democrats over the weekend in California, Schiff had some pretty outrageous things to say. I want to give you a clip from Bite 11 comes Adam Schiff, and this should strip away any pretense at all that this process is fair, balanced, and honest. Bite number 11. Go.
2 years ago, I stood before you and I urged you to resist, and you did. But we are more than a resistance now. We are a majority. We are a majority in one house, and we will become the majority in the other. And we will send... we will send that charlatan in the White House back to the golden throne he came from.
Yeah, that sounds like a guy running an impartial, fair and impartial impeachment inquiry. That sounds like the guy you want in charge. Can you imagine if that guy was in charge of your trial or your investigation and he was out making these proclamations and pronouncements? We're going to send you back to the golden throne from which you came. And it lays the foundation for something else that happened over the weekend. Because I believe that Bill Barr is the best appointment by this president now, bar none. I thought he was among the best. I thought he was a handful of best people like Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, and there are others that are in this group that are very, very good. And I thought William Barr was there, but now I believe he has set himself apart from all of that. He gave a speech at the Federalist Society over the weekend. And the attorney general says there is a systemic attack on everything you believe in, a systemic attack on America, on you and me and freedom and the Bill of Rights, all of it in the quest for power by the left, the lust for power by the left. And that attacking this president is part of those symptoms. So I want you to hear what. And the left went crazy, by the way. The left just, they heard, oh my God, this guy needs to be impeached too. We've got to have Bill Barr impeached. They're screaming, he's part of the problem. A guy who is attorney general long time ago, now attorney general again, and went through the confirmation hearings, bipartisan support, and now he is the devil incarnate because of the speech like this one. Bite number 10. Bite number 10 with the attorney general, William Barr.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance, and they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
Perfectly well said. Undermining the rule of law. Let me give you a couple of examples. Sanctuary cities come to mind. You know, an ending of borders comes to mind. Enforcing laws that you like and not those that you do not. How about the new laws that have taken effect in places like California, where if you steal less than $1,000 worth of private goods, they're not even going to prosecute you? What about defecating on the streets of San Francisco? Yeah, we don't care about that. Occupying city parks and shooting up illegal drugs like heroin, morphine. It doesn't matter. Knock yourself out. The undermining of law and order is picking up. Meanwhile, of course, attacks on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are becoming more robust, because if you say something that offends somebody else, well, you shouldn't be allowed to say that. We should change the First Amendment. We've got all these young people saying we should change the First Amendment, because what if somebody's offended? And I say to their vacant little eyes, who gets to decide? And what happens when they decide what you say isn't okay? Well, that's different. It is. They have this vacancy in their eyes. And then the Second Amendment, of course, well, you know, there were people killed at an NFL watch party just yesterday. That's right. In a terrible part of California where they have gangs and drugs and violence every day, murder every day there. In Fresno, California, where that happened. But they don't understand how that does not affect me, a law-abiding citizen living in the middle of forgotten America. They don't understand. They can't put that all together because we never taught them how to think. Our teachers taught them what to think. Critical thinking is a dying trick and a dying trade and a dying ability. 52 after on a Monday. Let that all soak in. Let it marinate. Back in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.
U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts?
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.